Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson. We're going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you and that's for you to build a big business. Now, listen, we're here coaching you every Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you haven't done this already, go ahead and share this call with other people. You can dial in at 602-753-1848 like you did. Or they can listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithNicola. We're here. It's Financial Freedom Friday. Financial Freedom Friday, guys. And listen, when you come to the end of the series, that means something new is going to begin. And that means that maybe you're going to start taking some new action. You have a new perspective. You have a new understanding of what it is you should be doing so that you can get a spot at the top in your life. For some people, they may not be all the way at the top in their company, but that may be where you're no longer struggling, scrapping for dollars. That may be where you no longer have to deny your family some of the basics of life. That may mean that you may want to truly begin to live a life of abundance, the reason Jesus died for us. And so we're talking about, you said it, now let's take action. Now take action. At some point in time, you're going to have to realize that it's not just the faith, but it's the action that God responds to. True faith will ignite action. And so on today, we're going to be coming out of two scriptures. And it's so key because as we're closing this out, you want to go in and come in the queue. But I need you to know it's just not regular action. It's consistent, not occasional action that will take you to success. Consistent, not occasional. And so I know some people get really high in momentum. But if they feel things are not going exactly the way they planned, then they stop taking action. And there's another group that once they start gaining, they stop taking action. Consistency, ladies and gentlemen, is what's going to get you what you want. We're going to be coming out of 1 Corinthians 15:58, very familiar passage of the Bible with Power Start Your Day in Galatians 6:9. You want to put a pen there? Hopefully you're going back to and listen over the weekend to these series because these scriptures are so profound in helping you take action. Father God, we come before you. We honor you today. Today, this is the day you've made. No one else can claim that. No one else can say they made the day. No one else can even say they made us. We thank you, oh Father God, you being our creator, the I am, giving us another opportunity here in the land of the living. We know that means that the job is not done. We're grateful, Father God, as we go out and do exploits in your name, that we'll be careful to acknowledge you because you are the only one worthy of the praise of hallelujah, the highest praise, hallelujah, because your grace and your mercy endures forever. There's no one greater than you, no one more awesome than you, no one with all the answers like you. No one that can say all things are possible once your sons and daughters are able to soak that in, we will open ourselves up to allow your Holy Spirit to quicken action on a consistent basis. That way we can show you that we really love you by doing what it is you've told us to do. Your word encourages and instructs action. Grateful. We're honored to be able to call ourselves sons and daughters. Honored to be able to say, Abba, Father. We're grateful. We love you. We honor you. And when we go out and do these exploits in your name, they'll know who sent us. There'll be no doubt that you are the head and the center of what we're doing. Here on this Financial Freedom Friday, we know it's only you that give us the ability to gain wealth, and we know only promotion comes from you. And that will mean that you are the one that also can demote us. We want to be consistent so we can be a sweet aroma in your nostril. We're grateful. We honor you. We want to seal this prayer with the blood of your son, Jesus Christ, that we may not forget it, even as we begin to get gains, that we may not forget you and what you've called us to do. Well, we honor you. Amen. 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 Financial Freedom Friday. You can start thinking about how many Financial Freedom Fridays we've had. I don't know if you realize that coming up soon, really, really soon, we're going to be moving into our 500th episode of Power Start Your Day. 500th episode to talk about consistency. And I want you to realize something, that 1 Corinthians 15:58. Scripture has helped me so much, not only in business, but even in my personal life. It says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Anything that you're doing for the Lord will never be in vain. See, it comes back full circle to us understanding that as we work as unto the Lord, not as men, number one, it's harder to get exhausted. And even if you get tired, you can get back up when you're doing it for God and you're doing it just for yourself or just for the financial gain. This is where the Holy Spirit is able to get all in your business. I want you guys to understand something here. I'm very passionate about consistency. In Galatians 6 and 9, it's telling us, and let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Or you may hear, if you do not faint, if you do not give up, if you do not fall out. Do you understand that consistency is where you're able to also say that your yes is your yes and your no is your no? Meaning that you're saying yes to success, that you're going to finish what you're starting, and you're saying no to complacency, no to mediocrity, no to staying where you are now. You've got to decide on what you're saying yes to and what you're saying no to. Consistency is going to give you a few different things. We give you what is called a cash calendar for you to identify what are you going to commit to. Commitment is going to always breed consistency. A true commitment to something means that you're going to keep doing it no matter what. Consistency now is going to give you a rhythm of repetition that is going to move you into mastery, to where stop being something that you're trying to do. It stops being something that you're rehearsing. It becomes just who you are. Consistency can do this for you. I can't tell you that it's after a certain amount of repetition or a certain amount of reps. I can't tell you exactly when it's going to kick in to where it stops being what you're trying to do, meaning your daily method of operation, that it just becomes who you are. A big difference. My grandbaby and I, and along with mom, we were in the mall on yesterday, and I walked into a store, and it was to pick up Kate and some shoes. So the gentleman, he greeted me, and he assumed the sale. Oh, I got what you want. And I, before I can ask him what I want, yes, we have it. And so my posture began to see, and I saw exactly what I wanted. He had what I wanted. What about the size? Okay, we got it. He didn't have the exact size, but he was very clear making a sale. So as I begin to now proceed to pay, he looked at me. He said, well, what do you do? And I told him, I help people get excellent what my company does. He said, so you could help me do this? I said, absolutely I can. Well, I need help. Here's my information. He began to write it down. He is the person at the cash register, and he said, I got a lot more people. If you can help me, I got a lot more people. So I called her my daughter. She looked at me, and I said, did you see how I didn't even have to prospect? She said, yeah, it's because it's who I am, to know, what do? And when I told him, he's like, okay, sure. Here's my, call me right here. When you've done something consistently for 10 years, you're not flim-flamming. You're serious that you're helping people. Do you realize that that energy can radiate through you with consistency? I'm not going to tell you you got to be here 10 years from now, but what about just 1 year from now? Try that. I never put a limit to say, they always said that in training, oh, you got to be here 1 year from now. Well, I just was like, I'm doing this until I'm finished. Doing this until I'm finished. I'm going until I'm finished. Anytime I start saying I'm finished, and here comes a new goal. Let me tell you, when you start doing big things through consistency is when the goals stop being about you and it's about the other people, then it becomes never ending. Consistency is also going to give you accountability. When someone asks you, I sent out a message to my personal roles and say, listen, I'm available. I'm ready to get you launched. Get on my cash calendar. I got plenty of responses. And I said, well, this is what you have to do to get my cash calendar. You need to send me your launch document filled out with a perspective. Dates all of a sudden started moving like molasses, but these are people who say they want to win. The launch document, the resources to identify that you're serious about building your business, and you have a multi-million dollar producer saying, I will help you get there, but you got to do some things, and no one's prepared. Inconsistency will keep you scrapping and scraping at the bottom. No one working with us can question, what does it take to take my spot at the top? You might be able to question, why don't I have enough desire to do more? What I want you to know is that consistency is going to give you an accurate perspective on your results. You can't just do it a little bit and you are able to say time's up, because you don't know when is God done with you in a particular area, whether he's working on your patience, whether he's working on you with greed, whether he's working on you with selfishness, whether he's working on you with certain things that he says, I have to work on this with you before I can trust you with droves, with waves, with big amounts of my people. Work with you on being resilient. I have to work on you with your faith. So while God is working on you with consistency, you're showing him you're serious. Show God you're serious about success through consistency. Now that will now breed you a reputation. There's some people who want the name to be called, but I'm saying, come on, it's entitlement. Why should they call your name? What have you done lately, God? What have you done lately for his people? There's some people camouflaging, I'm doing it for God, but they're doing it for themselves. I need you guys to hear me. I am just the messenger. Don't get mad at the messenger. The message has been written for each of us to follow. The reputation is, do you show up, or do you only show up if your name is top? Do you show up for the team? Can you play team no matter what? Are you on team me? Do you honor and respect the movement? Or are you just caught up in your moment? Consistency is going to make you relevant. Dr. Monroe would always say, as a leader, you should become irreplaceable. Only consistency can do that. Not only consistency in your work, consistency in your attitude, consistency in your principles, consistency in your moral and your values. They all go together. Consistency. And when you're consistent in those areas, now you're going to bring belief in the message that you're carrying. When your mouth open, people will believe it because they can see a history of consistency. My God, family, I need you to get this. It's consistent, not occasional action that's going to get you what you want, going to get you the success you want. I'm grateful that on tonight, we have some of our leaders, a young lady, Robin Robinson, she decided to say, I want to honor you as a leader. And they have this thing called Meal with the Mogul. And you got to have a catchy name for people to pay attention. And people want to know, how do you create your business dollars? Because some people, when they get to a certain level, they start doing self-sabotage. They begin to do things that literally just move them backwards away from what they even built. And they wonder, what is that? When you begin to read even many of the books, even in Unleash Your Purpose by Dr. Miles Monroe, when you begin to read and you go down the series of the books, he's going to tell you, and even John C. Maxwell talking about leadership, you got to get clear on your goals and your values. Because when you're inconsistent even in your values, it's very difficult to create consistent results from your. And when we start talking about that, you hear people who have results over and over where they can see where most people trip up. They become inconsistent. They start off good. Even their attitude, what have you. But some people will have an attitude just to gain access. They'll show you what they want to gain access. But eventually, inconsistency will catch up with your results. I didn't make the rules. I just chose to play by them. When we say with our mouth that we know that it's God that gives us the ability to gain wealth, he's also the one that gives you the ability to sit you down. I saw a post by Mr. Eric Worre, and I had to post it, and I had to post it again and post it again, and talking about when people start gaining some success and they begin to chirp and they think they got it down pat, they think they're in mastery without the consistent value of respect and humility and honor. That inconsistency can create the adverse effect of results or success. What you think, what you speak, and let what you speak be what you do. Be consistent in that flow. Success is coming to you. Let's open up the call. Good morning, Financial Freedom Friday. I want to hear, what has this series done for you? Any aha moments with this series about you said it? Now let's take action. Have you been able to take action, getting a little bit more acclimated with the cash calendar and your daily method of operation? Mindset, good morning, 478, last 42157. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Nicola. Mark Bell out of Macon, Georgia.
Hey, what's going on, King? What's going on?
Oh, not so much, Dr. Nicola. I so appreciate everything that I've heard over the past couple of days. Long story short, I had to call my upline yesterday because I was kind of in a funk. She gave me a whooping. I heard what she had to say, and I realize now that consciously I was saying, you know, I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. You know, I'm trying this, I'm trying that. But subconsciously I was fighting against everything that y'all have been telling me.
Mm.
And I realize that now. So, if it's not written, I don't believe it. And if I speak it, I need to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So that being said, I am truly going to get it done. Thank you.
You are so welcome. I tell you, because I shared with you the consistency. Sometimes God is saying, I'm not just working on you and your network marketing business, because network marketing is about people. So sometimes I don't want to keep spreading more and more and more of these things that I got to work on you with amongst people. I got to help you to get over some of these things where we have these temporal moments of motivation instead of having consistency so we can receive the outcomes. 413 last 44999. Good morning. Okay, we got to go on. 201 last 44240. Good morning.
Great morning, Nicola. It's Dana in Jersey. How are you this wonderful Friday?
How are you, sis? How are you? Good morning.
Nicola, you just do it all over again and again and again and again. Coming off of the energy from Synergy and then having the series that God laid unto you to give to us this week has just been so eye-opening. Reinvigorating. I don't even know some of the other words to say, but I appreciate that you let him use you. And I don't know if this is going to make sense to everyone, but, you know, even this morning, I got up really early, had some conversations with the good Lord above, and that consistency and discipline was laid on my heart. One of the things that is so funny, I kind of associated that to was my discipline in taking care of this temple. So I got up, say, let me get back to working out. It's only a few steps down, you know, right here in the house. I don't have no excuses, right? So I said, now, okay, God, I understand this is part of this consistency and discipline that you have been shifting us into. And Nicola, that used to be part of my cash calendar. It used to be part of my daily method of operation. It used to be part of my day-to-day routine. And I shared in our small group when we were in Synergy that I had grown tired.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay, not tired to the point that I would ever want to waver in my commitment, because that this commitment, this assignment that we do here to me is so much bigger than me. It's a God thing. So I wasn't tired to that degree, but what am I, God, show me how to get back to discipline, because I felt like I was being pulled in 10 different directions, and that's easy to happen when you let other things slip into your daily method of operation that have nothing to do with your assignment.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay, my sis Nicola, on this message this week, I hear you, God. And then he sent someone else to tell me the message yet again. So I can't take it lightly. It's not a joke. I actually did something different this week as a result of that. I got out of the house, made Starbucks my office. I will be doing that again today, because it's very easy for us to fall into those traps that we're doing the work.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you look back and you see the results, you said, I was playing. I wasn't really doing the work that I was assigned to do. I was tapping into the work. And just like my brother Mark Bell just said, maybe subconsciously we need to get back into reality and say, what is it that I am pushing further away from me? I'm speaking to myself. So I never want to get to the point that I feel like I know it all. And I appreciate you for being that juice, that liquid, that water that we need so that we can continue to do the work that we are assigned to do. This series has meant something so different to me. I don't even know how to capture the feeling, especially, I don't know if it's just layering on top of the energy coming out of Synergy, Nicola. I don't know. But this series has done something so different to my soul. And I can't even contain it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I've moved different even with the team to the point that they're like, okay, oh, Dana, oh, we forgot that's the one that shows up like that.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for pulling that out of us continuously. Mm-hmm. Thank you for being the one that's willing to get a little bit more bruised so that we don't have to be as bruised. Thank you for sharing from your heart continuously and consistently. And thank you always for letting God use you to help guide us to where we need to be and the things that we need to do to help others. I love and appreciate you. I tell you that all the time. And I just want to say happy Financial Freedom Friday to everybody. That freedom is so key.
Freedom,
thank you, Nicola.
Your freedom. Wow, God bless you, Dana. That was so well said. And, you know, even in that standpoint, I tell people, just because I'm the messenger don't mean that God is not speaking to me. There may be areas of your life where you say, I got that. And in some areas, you say, you better take care of that. The same way, like what Dana said about the temple, God was dealing with me with that. And so I went in and I began to say, you know what, I'm going to get this together. I'm going to have an appointment with my doctor on Monday. And I went and thank God for Toy, who shared with me. I began to, Rushi Jones is the first one who gave me a book, Eat Right for Your Blood Type. And then Toy said, you know, we got an app. And then I was able to look at it and begin to realize, OMG, this is a huge spiritual moment for everyone, that the things that I consider many of my favorites to put into this temple because of my blood type are detrimental. OMG. The foods that I would choose over all things, many of them, a lot of them I was eating good, but there are a lot of the ones that I would choose as the quick go-tos, the quick go-tos that were absolute no-no for my blood type. And it's the same thing with us in our business. Those quick things that we do to try to say, okay, this is going to give me my little motivation, these things that will let us even compromise in our business, these things that will let us get off track, thinking that if we're off track, that we're on track, detrimental to our business. And we think for that temporal, it feels good. Sometimes hanging out, listening to the wrong people, doing the wrong things, thinking to get you to your destination. This is a big message to those who think that everybody who started with you gonna finish with you. This is a big message for those who think that everybody you know can go. Better get real clear on what God's trying to have you to do right now. You know it in your gut. You know it in your gut. Most times when you talk to people, you begin to ask questions, it's going to their entire being, and then here comes the answers. Their true motivation, their true intention starts coming out. And they're saying, where is that coming from? It's a part of us that God say is taking over him inside of us. If today on Financial Freedom Friday, you need to go in the corner and boo-hoo it out, wipe your face, and say it's game on. Somebody got to give you that turning point permission because you haven't given it to yourself. That voice that would reckon with the Spirit of God inside of you that's saying, you said it, now take action. God bless you, love you, love you, love you.